Okay, I hope the topic is sufficiently machshava-based. I certainly want to introduce an element of machshava to the discussion. Many of you are likely aware that there's a big machlokas haposkim and machlokas minhagim, what the haftorah should be this coming Shabbos. It's a very unique phenomenon. It's a unique phenomenon because very, very rarely, I don't know, every 20 years or so, do we have a separation of Achrei Mos and Kedoshim, like this year, and neither of those weeks are Machar Chodesh or any other sort of Haftorah. What exactly is the background? The background is as follows. Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mechok Tari Shorim, this is how we paskin, that whenever there is a double Parsha, so typically the Haftorah that we choose comes from the second Parsha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Pei Dalet. That's what the Ramah says in the end of Hilchot Rosh Chodesh and Simen Tav Chav Ches, that is the standard practice. However, the Ramah quotes from the Mordechai that there should be an exception to that rule. The exception to that rule should be that when Achrei Mos and Kedoshim are read together, we should read the Haftorah from Achrei Mos in lieu of the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim. Why exactly? This was somewhat controversial that we should do this. The Mishneh Berurah points out that the Levush argues on the Ramah. The Levush says, no, it should be the regular rule. We should read the Haftorah of Achrei Mos the way that we of Kedoshim. We should follow the second Haftorah the same way that we always follow and read from the second Parsha that Haftorah. Not only that, but we not only push away the Haftorah of Kedoshim in a double Parsha, but Reb Kiva Eiger holds, this is quoted by the Mishneh Berurah, this is what many poskim assume like also, that Reb Kiva Eiger holds that what if Parshas Achrei Mos and Kedoshim were separate, but Achrei Mos was Erev Rosh Chodesh, so we wouldn't have read the Achrei Mos Haftorah on Erev Rosh Chodesh, on Achrei Mos, because it was Erev Rosh Chodesh, we would have read Machar Chodesh. So what do we read when it's only Kedoshim alone? We'll also push aside the Haftorah of Kedoshim and instead read the Haftorah of Achrei Mos, even when it's a not double Parsha. If we didn't read it Achrei Mos, we're going to read it at Parshas Kedoshim. More than that, we seem to be so uncomfortable with the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim that it was the minog in many places in Yerushalayim, this is Neventhal and others quote, Shefter quotes an Absharav, I believe, their salvation, but this was the minog in Lita, that even in a year like this year, where Achrei Mos and Kedoshim are two separate Parshios, and neither of them are right before Rosh Chodesh, that we are in fact going to read the same Haftorah, Megan Yushalayim in certain places, on Achrei Mos and on Kedoshim, meaning we never read the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim. We try to avoid it entirely, and some folks can say we never read it. What is the Haftorah of Kedoshim about, and why are we so hesitant to be able to read it? The Haftorah comes from Yecheskel Perek Chavis. The Haftorah talks about the sins of Klal Yisrael, and it lists many, many of the sins of Klal Yisrael, and it talks about the Chataim of Yerushalayim, the Toevos Yerushalayim, and for that reason, the Ramah quotes this based on the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, we want to avoid the sort of unpleasant nature of Klal Yisrael's sins, and because of that, we want, whenever we can, to double Parsha, we'll read from Achrei Mos and not from Parshas Kedoshim, because there's something very uncomfortable about this Haftorah that's so focused on Chatayim, that's so focused on sins. A couple points, just al derech, I think, machshava, maybe three ha'aras, which I think are important in this particular sugya. Number one. The phenomenon in general that the Mordechai points out seems to be a very real one. We tend in general to want to avoid mentioning paranas. We try to avoid mentioning things that are negative as often, as much as possible. The Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim talks about even the way that we speak about things in positive ways and not negative ways, and we avoid a lashon which isn't naki. Al tiftach peh l'satan. Gemara tells us we try to avoid saying certain things as like a precursor. We're very, very hesitant mentioning certain chata'im. We are even very hesitant if we have to speak about par'anus, as we sometimes do. We like to avoid speaking about it in the beginning of things. That's the Tobit Yishanim's question in the beginning of Maseches Yevamos. Why Seder Nashim begins with Yevamos, which is a very sad case. It's par'anus about someone who passed away and didn't have children. Why do we begin with par'anus? It's the way that some Achronim suggest, I say this only for those that are intrigued for next year, why Maseches Gittin begins in a very odd way of a get which is given b'medinas hayam, talking about a din derabanan. Why begin in such an odd way? Some of the Achronim suggest because that get was a get me'ahava, not for now. That get was a get that didn't come from a broken marriage. It came from one that, for whatever reason, people live in different places, they weren't able to continue. We try to avoid paranas as much as possible, even the mentioning of paranas. Apparently, the dibur that we have does cause a particular impact. The diburim that we have causes an impact. Why? That's why the Mishnah Berurah, I think, even writes on the reverse, that when a person is, let's say, preparing food for Shabbos, you say, L'chavot Shabbos kosher, because the dibor is most of something. The way that we speak, in many ways, appears to bring, or at least potentially, in the words, portend a particular reality, which is one ha'ara that seems to come up here. That's ha'ara number one. What exactly, here's a very powerful question. If the Haftorah, though, is a Haftorah that we want to always avoid, and the minigas we skip it always, so why would it be established as a Haftorah? Meaning, why have it as a Haftorah that we sort of want to have, on the other hand, we don't want to read about it? What is the message of the Haftorah, and what exactly are we trying to develop? So Rosenzweig wrote an article about this many years ago, not many years ago, I don't know, 15 years ago, on this Haftorah of Achrei Mos Kedoshim, where he makes the following observation. This is based on a variety of the Mefarshim in Yecheskel there in Perekav Beis, and that's the following. Yecheskel Perekav Beis seems to have a lot of overlap with Parshas Kedoshim. What's the overlap? There seems to almost be like a random list of things that were done. In Parshas Kedoshim, it's about the mitzvos, how we're supposed to behave. When you go to the beginning of Kedoshim, it's many, many different mitzvos. It's not clear what the broader theme is. When you look in Sefer Yecheskel, also there in Perekav Beis, the sins, just a lot of different sins. And what some of the Mefarshim suggest is a very, very powerful idea. The Ramban tells us in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim that the idea behind a lot of Kedoshim isn't just to observe particular mitzvos and particular dinim, but rather it's trying to create a certain kind of, or avoid a novel Birshus HaTorah, or create people who are truly Kadosh. The definition of Kedoshim are people that don't just follow the letter of the law, they're people that follow the letter of the law, but they're not living a life of holiness. They're looking for loopholes, looking for ways around things, not trying to live a life of real Kedusha. Yecheskel Perekav Beis, many of the Rishonim even suggest, seems to be the undoing of that. When a person violates a variety of particular averas, they are losing their Kedusha. That the fulfillment of some of these averas, it is the negative fallout of what happens when people don't live a life keeping those mitzvot and also going with Nim Mishir Sadin. What they get instead is the Toevos Yushalayim. What they get instead are those kinds of averas. In that sense, it's a very negative Haftorah, but it is a negative Haftorah that is a very important message about Parshas Kedoshim. Strive for Kedusha to the best of our ability. Do whatever we can. Yet at the same time, if we don't do so, what's going to end up happening is that we're going to lose that Kedusha. It'll be dealt with very severely. It will be dealt with very, very harshly. In that sense, we have a Haftorah that we don't want to read. So we spoke about it on the one hand, which is because the Mordechai says we don't want to be able to focus on it the same way. We don't want to be there to address it the same way. But it still is very much there, printed in the Chumashim and read every once in a while. I think this is for an additional idea, which is significant. This Haftorah, on one hand, is a very strong tochacha to Bnei Yisrael, a real rebuke about the way that they behave, the way that they act. The Rashi tells in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim that when Moshe Rabbeinu gives tochacha to Klal Yisrael, he gives the tochacha not in a direct way, but he gives it derech remiza. He gives it as somewhat of a hint. He references places where they sinned, but doesn't explicitly call them out for it the same way. I wonder if that is part of almost like the mystery of this Haftorah. We want the Haftorah to be on record because the Haftorah does convey and does give us, it is the official Haftorah, let's say, of Parshas Kedoshim. Doesn't make some happy most, but the official Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim. But at the same time, we don't want to read it that often to have that in a direct way, but we want it to be there on record to be able to convey certain ideas. What is intriguing is that there are communities here. Rav Gidon sent something out, Erev Shabbos, last week, There are a variety of poskim that maintain that even those places that don't read Achrimos, don't read the Haftorah for Achrimos in both weeks, that this year in particular, there are many that are. That is what we are doing here, I believe, at least in the Nofi Loan area. I think Vakar Ariel Paskin that way. That given the terrible state of being in a Shas Melchama, that it would be even more appropriate this year, Dafka, to follow the Minhag of Yerushalayim, the Minhag in Lita, the Minhag in many yeshivas, to be able to read a separate the Haftorah of Amos, and again, which speaks about Klal Yisrael as the Am HaNifchar, as opposed to drawing attention to the sins of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean we don't do tshuva, but it means we don't want to draw attention to the sins of Klal Yisrael. I saw quoted that Rav Shaul Yisraeli, Rav Shiva Merkitz HaRav, held another reason why you could read the Haftorah of Achrimos 2 weeks in a row, which is the minhag, at least in yeshivas. Because the minhag in yeshiva is that yeshivas start typically after Achrimos, before Kedoshim, in years like this, which means that be'etzem we have a new tzibor this week than we had last week. And even though last week there was a tzibor that read Achrimos, were a new tzibor that's created this week that wasn't together last week, therefore we can continue to read the Haftorahs of Achrimos. But again, this does, the general hesitation, leads us to see Manam Rosh Hashanah, to do and say certain actions have a real impact and draw attention to certain things. We try to avoid that with this particular Haftorah, and Klal Yisrael certainly should be able to tap into their ideas of the Am HaNichar, which we'll read about in Parshas Amos, and we will go with that.